Come on, Dean. One of the great videos, man.
Thanks,
very
Cal.
Cinematic. You forget these things had stories.
Yeah,
and
it did.
It wasn't just Rihanna's crotch. Not that there's anything wrong except for the, you know, the crabs and the herpes and the sea. But, I mean, nothing wrong with Rihanna's crotch. Oh, look at this. No, look at this. See, he thinks he's going to jump on Dee Snider. I don't think so. You get a face full of cement, you jackass. That's what happens to you.
Look at that friggin' head of hair, man.
Was that your real hair? No, it was
hell
a wig.
Yeah.
That was a wig.
No, no, this is real dude, bro.
I do.
Shut
man.
Up, Chip. Be quiet. We got a real rock star here now.
It's the best thing Chip's ever said.
No, you know, Chip over there in his wig, the poor guy. No, bro. It was
let me
real
tell
hair.
You, we got an iconic singer in here. He opens his pipes. He could talk a dog off a meat truck. This is a great singer.
Is there an ass that you will not kiss?
Yeah, yours today.
Okay. Well, you and I have a problem today, my friend.
Yeah, what is that?
You know.
No, I don't know.
Security camera. Timmy.
Yes, sir.
Hold on a second, D. Timmy, you're the Uber producer. You're working on the Man Cow song.
Absolutely.
This is the guy, you know, this is the guy yeah. that's producing our song.
Yeah, he works with Nine Inch Nails. He's great.
That's great. I have a, don't interrupt me. I have a band, and we're, you know, we got the lead singer from Ultravox, and Chip yeah. is playing guitar, and Academy Award winner Damon Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling, you know, D.
I'm pretty excited about this.
Maybe you want to jump in and get your cut.
Great. 7 o'clock in the morning.
What was it? No, it's 7:10. 7:11, a great place to get a
Slurpee. I'm a little late, sorry.
Now tell me, D, okay. what was that duet you did? You did a weird duet with somebody, like Tammy Wynette or somebody recently that we debuted. You called, and who was it? Tammy Faye
Juliana.
Baker? Juliana, that's it.
Yes.
Juliana
Rancic. Yeah, we just what did we do? Silent Night together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
And I loved your Halloween CD.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so
I try to do things that are just different and that make you feel good.
No. You know why? You know why you do that?
Why?
Because you're a creative guy.
Thank you.
Yeah. One thing I've always...
Is that leading to the Rock and Roll Christmas Tale? Now, my musical that I wrote? Are you leading to that?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But first, I want to tell you, know what I admire most about you?
Go.
You're not divorced, are you? That didn't
no.
happen. Okay.
How 38 long? Years, same woman.
High school girlfriend?
Well, she was in high school.
Oh! Hey! Oh!
Now, his wife is a goddess.
Didn't she make the costumes and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, she used to do her homework in the dressing room. It was pretty crazy.
You know what? You know, here's my problem, D, and I've said it for years. You know, Chip is a worshiper of Satan, and I like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I've always thought, you know, I love rock and roll and I love Jesus, but there's no way to celebrate the birth of our Savior with rock and roll. I wish there was something I could do, D.
Until.
What?
Until.
What?
You discovered that we're not going to take it in O Come All Ye Faithful, oddly.
What?
Fit together.
Hey, we have Dee Snider doing some of this stuff.
We do. What
this,
do you got?
This was a hit, right? I mean, your CD.
Oh, out. You mean, yeah, the Christmas CD?
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Inspiration from my musical, too.
Yeah. Well, no,
I'm going to keep saying that.
No, duh.
Well, I'm moving to town. You know that, right?
I know. You're going to be living in Chicago.
Yeah, starting October.
How often am I going to see you?
Often.
Are you going to act like you know me?
Dude, I totally know you.
Mr. Strangeland?
Yeah, when the publicist blew you off, I totally picked up the phone.
The publicist blew me off?
Did it feel good?
No, but no. See, this is...
No, hello?
It's one of those people over there, and this is the lesson they need to learn. They go, oh, Man Cow, Broadway. Yeah, I don't think so. They don't know.
Actually, they said that you like to go to this musical.
Oh, who's hiding? Who's hiding over there? They're hiding. Yeah, aren't you embarrassed now?
That's actually, huh? That's actually my producer and his son.
Oh, the old guy's your producer? The
yeah,
older
yeah,
guy?
Well,
the,
oh, yes, yes.
Has
He's
he
the lead producer from Chicago, yeah.
Oh, nice. What's his name?
It's John Yanover.
Hi, John.
He's
how are
Chicagoan,
you?
He's a Chicagoan. Done about 20 Broadway shows.
Wouldn't I be a great DJ on stage? Huh? See, I insulted him. Now it's over. I called him the old guy. It's over. Opportunity comes, it knocks, and I don't listen.
He's a
then,
very powerful man.
I know,
Chicago.
I know.
He should be nice.
Brother, D, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I feel like I would have my
wait, this is funny, all right?
Except,
that's my director over there, my producer, my producer's son, and the publicist left.
She's hiding. She's hiding.
Find
she's
her.
No, she's
find her, cameraman. She's behind the guy in the Michael J. Fox vest. There she is. Yeah.
She didn't personally blow you off.
Yeah.
I just noticed you weren't on the list yesterday.
I wish she would. Did you? You were in Rock of Ages, right?
Yeah, I was.
Do you like the show?
Do not hold the movie against it. I love the show. Is amazing.
No. Same thing with Hedwig.
Tom Cruise screwed up the damn movie.
That movie blew. That musical was great.
Yeah, I played the part that Alec Baldwin played, except there was no making out with the bartender.
Well, you have to have that. Why not?
In the movie.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, they had to cheapen it.
Did you hear
Daryl?
Cheapen
the relationship.
I don't care. I mean, look, Timmy and Damon are gay lovers, and they're good friends of mine. At least Damon is. Okay, who wouldn't want to taste the rainbow?
There's nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't part of the movie.
He dyes his pubes rainbow colors, too.
It's fruity flavored.
It is fruity flavored. You know, Daryl now is gay on, they're going to turn Daryl gay on The Walking Dead. I'm serious. No, he's going to be here this weekend for Comic-Con. I'm going to be with Daryl. Not gay way. And I don't care if someone's gay. I know you don't.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
If I was attracted to Dee Snider, gay or not gay, he's a woman. He was dressed as a woman. I was a young man.
It depends on the era.
My hormones were everywhere. Well,
you know, 84 Snyder or not Snyder?
84 D. Snyder.
Oh, you're totally straight.
Okay, good.
Good. Linebacker Raggedy Ann on acid.
How many men did you surprise, huh? Rob Halford style. How many men did you...
I like that Rob. You remember that when he came out, he thought everybody was shocked.
It was like I was
big. You were shocked.
I was, and then you
didn't know the village people were gay either.
No,
did you?
Turbo Lover and all this. You listen back.
Yeah. Oh, changes everything.
But ran it down.
Whoa.
But Rob Halford was in here and told me the greatest stories. And basically, these young metalheads would come up. You want to meet Halford? Yeah. And he goes, you know, they're face down on the pillow. I'm giving them what for. These weren't gay guys. I'm just giving it to him as hard as I can. And he goes.
He told you this?
Yeah. He goes, I knew they would never talk. What are you going to do? Yeah, I met Rob Halford. And
he rammed it down.
And he had sex with me. None of the young metal guys are going to say that. Yeah, metal. Yeah. Right?
That's why they call it butt rock.
Yes. All right. There was a documentary that you were part of that I enjoyed a lot. Mr. Rock and Roll Christmas Tale.
Yeah, which documentary?
Now, is Rock and Roll Christmas Tale, is this about you getting tail on Christmas?
I have, but that's not about it. It's not what it's about.
Okay.
It's a comedy. It's about a struggling rock band that sells their souls to the devil but finds the magic of Christmas instead.
Yes! Hang on.
I'm going to take you into the world of heavy metal.
The first time heavy metal was ever used was used as about Alice Cooper.
When I first heard the term heavy metal, I didn't have the faintest idea what they were talking about. What? What's that?
It's a substrata of society, and the fact that the outside world doesn't understand is fantastic.
Metal fans love it forever. Like, no one goes, yeah, I was really big into Slayer one summer.
Ms. Gore was looking for sadomasochism and bondage, and she found it. Someone looking for surgical references would have found it as well.
If there wasn't Christianity, we wouldn't have metal as we know.
Today is Tipper Gore's birthday. Do you want to say anything to Tipper?
Yeah. Don't throw stones at glass houses, bitch. All right? I'm still married, and none of my kids have been busted for possession. I'm just saying.
Wow. Did you see that? That was a very fat Vince Neil. I forgot that he went through that fat phase.
You mean on his way to obese?
Did you ever see his porno? Oh, man, that one hurt.
No.
That one hurt.
No.
Oh, God.
Thimble.
Thimble, lots of thimble rig, lots of gut. It lasts about 5 minutes. You know what? Now, I it's too bad because when you're out of town, are you allowed, because I brought you a woman, I wanted to give you young Angela here.
You want to give me young Angela?
I wanted to present her at the altar of Dee Snider.
Oh, I say.
I was not aware of this.
You were the same. Just shut up. You shut up.
Hi.
Family man. I got two daughters.
I know you do, man.
This is not really happening.
I'm sorry. I'm not in high school, though.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, you're too old for
me. Might be too old for you.
I raised them, actually.
Now, listen. Here's the family. Let me take my wife out of there. She gets mad. That's why. Here's the family at Mackinac Sunday. Hey, why you won't show me? Anyway, there's the kids. Are we okay to see Rock and Roll Christmas Tale?
Absolutely. I want it. Look, dude. I'm the father of four people, right? I'm the father of four. Dude, I've got three grandkids now, right?
What?
Yeah.
Kid Rock has a grandkid, and he's 42.
What?
Yeah, well, if you start young, if you start younger, you have him younger. But anyway, I just wanted to create a show that had rock and roll and Christmas and everybody could go see and enjoy. And it was a little bit different, a little bit edgy, but you still could bring your kids to. So absolutely, Rock and Roll Christmas Tale is a family-friendly show.
All right, more with the...
With an exorcism and a satanic conjuring.
No, see, I have a problem with
a
that.
A blood pact.
I have a problem with that. I'm watching Pollyanna with my kids, not The Exorcist.
Yeah, well, they're trying to exorcise Christmas because, see, once they sign their pact, they can't stop singing Christmas songs.
Sounds like it could be very Nightmare Before
Christmas. Yeah, you know, it's really, I mean, I'll tell a secret. It's really, It's a Wonderful Life hidden in a rock and roll show. I mean, because that's the story that
fans
are looking for.
We got a break. We got a break. We'll be right back. Dee Snider's here. We're getting twisted.
Man cow.
Reminds me, Chip, twist one up, will you?
Got it.
Free Speech Radio Network.
Man Cow.